Well, in a perfect world, if someone is between 17 and 42, they just change their age range, they would potentially be able to serve in this organization. You are correct, though. We do have, obviously, requirements to do that. So it's a bit of an individual basis, like on the medical side. So you need to be able to pass a medical physical, take an ASVAB, which is our vocational battery test, and then also have a pretty clean legal history. So if someone was interested, they could sure reach out. And like for myself personally, I just really like to educate people that might be interested. For like a high school student entering the workforce or just college, that's kind of like our typical person that will come in. And sometimes people are really interested in like education incentives and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to serve part-time and still be able to complete schooling.